Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tom Paquett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Doug Bird. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Harlow. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The DH, Lee May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kiko Garcia. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harlow for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle strikes out. There goes Porter. The throw from Dempsey to second, and Porter is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Paquett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a line drive towards third. Quirk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quirk moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington bunts towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Quirk moves to third. Potek moves to second. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia misplays the ball. That's an error on Garcia. Quirk scores. Potek scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Palmer, and towards Dower, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Paquette moves to second. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kiko Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0 for 1 in the game. Harlow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Washington steals second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-1 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiko Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harlow. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. Lockhock moves to third. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive towards left. Kelly catches it and throws to home to double up Lockhock. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dempsey strikes out. One out. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0-for-2 in the game. Harlow hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-2 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Singleton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Royals, 2, Orioles, 2. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Jamie Quirk. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-2 in the game. DeCinces strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiko Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia bunts towards the mound. Bird fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelly moves to second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0-for-3 in the game. Harlow hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Raboski now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Lopez pinch runs for Ken Singleton. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lopez moves to third. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lopez scores. Murray moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-3 in the game. DeCinces is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Carlos Lopez now playing right field. Mike Anderson now playing left field. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Don Stanhouse now pitching. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Braun moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.